All right, what's on your mind today?
How important was it to re-sign Donald in the offseason? What's his leadership been like so far?
Donald Penn?
Yeah.
Yeah, Donald, it was really good to get him done. Extended, obviously, having a veteran presence on the blind side of our quarterback, you know, to keep our line strong and kind of solidify it going forward, able to add a guy like Kelechi and really build on the core group that we have. So it was good to get him done.
When you guys signed Kelechi, did you have to talk to Gabe at all about, look, this is what we're doing, this is the plan on moving you over? Did you talk to him
ahead of time? We didn't talk to him ahead of time, no.
How was he handled
He's handled it beautifully. You know, he's done a great job. We just talked to him about, trying to do what's good for us and also for him. And he's, such a big, powerful man. Great kid, and I think he's handled it beautifully. The way he's like, whatever I can do for the team, and whatever makes us better, those type of things, what he said and indicated, and that's great. That's great news for us. So, obviously, you're taking a guy out of his comfort zone, but at the same time, we feel like it's a natural spot for him. He's a big, powerful man, and that right guard spot is really a natural for a lot of the movement things that we want to do. He helps us take it to another level.
Jack, on the plus side, a lot of us experts like your team this year. I think it's good. The prospects are good.
Are you one of the experts?
I am, Kelechi.
Outstanding.
I'm the expert.
All right.
You seem to think there's a kind of lurking danger if guys get read too much of this stuff and get too full of themselves and start believing all the hype.
Well, I think too much of anything is not healthy, whether it's paying attention to criticism or whether it's paying attention to, people tooting your horn. I think for us and for, good football teams and good football players, I think it's about staying grounded, staying humble, respecting everybody and fearing nobody. And it's all about the preparation that you put in. It's all about the work that we put in and the commitment. And it's about executing, when we get our opportunities on Sundays, about execution. So those are all the things we focus on. I mean, whether you hear it, whether you don't like it, whether you like it, it really doesn't matter. It should not deter from your mission and what you need to get done. And maybe there are more of those stories where you actually kind of, that's cool. That's cool of them to say. But at the end of the day, whether you're ripping on a team or whether you're praising the team, it should not have anything to do with the work that's being put in. And that's what our focus has been. I think the guys were spot on the way we're approaching it.
So you mention
it
too.
Yeah. No, I mean, the way I talk about it is, whether it's good or bad, it doesn't matter. Right. We set our own agenda. No offense, but you guys don't set our agenda, right? Our fans don't set it. Who sets the agenda is we set our agenda, and we determine what our goals are. And collectively, we commit to those goals. And that's what I'm all about, and that's what we're going to be about.
Coach, you've had some glowing comments about Derek Carr. That's my first day in the room, but what is it about Derek as a quarterback that instills that confidence in you as a head coach, maybe even as a leader?
Well, I think a lot of different things. I think Derek, is a natural leader. I think, when you have a quarterback that's smart, he's tough, he's accurate, he really understands the game, he's got the ability to put the ball where he wants to put it. A great teammate, a great worker, great work ethic is spot on. You have to have it. If you don't have the work ethic in today's NFL with all the work that's required, I think you're going to have a hard time. He has it. He has the work ethic. He's got a sense of humility about him, which I appreciate. I think he's a grounded young man, and I just think the sky's the limit. For us, we just want him to continue to grow and develop. And that's a theme for us with all of our guys. We, as coaches, we take pride in helping guys be a little bit better. And you get talented players and you help them be a little bit better. And as a team, we collectively try and do that for each other. And then great things happen.
Coach, is Bruce Irvin come as advertised?
Yeah, he's been awesome. He's been great. He's tough. He's physical. He's very determined, takes a lot of pride in what he does and what we do. And, I'm sure glad we have him.
The familiarity that he has with Coach Norton has to be a huge positive.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, they those are two guys that, you know, played on the league's best defense over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. I mean, or one of the best. I mean, obviously, Denver played pretty good last year. But I think Seattle, you know, has been doing some spectacular things up there on defense in particular. And, you know, we get a couple guys down here that are familiar with Kenny. And so, yeah, it definitely helps.
Clyde had a nice catch.
Yeah.
I know you said he's part of the team before guys should have been in.
I think that when you take the time to get on the same page with the quarterback, you're somebody that's going to catch the ball and be involved in the offense. I think that's a positive thing. So, you know, obviously, those guys taking upon themselves to do something like that—that's a great sign for us and for our football team.
Are Amari and Derek kind of an odd couple then? That they're roommates for camp, and yet just getting to know each other can only translate on the field?
I don't have a whole lot to add to that story. You know, I mean, I don't know. You know, young players, our young players are roomed up, and, you know, they want a room together. So that's pretty cool.
That can only help, though, with the yeah. off the field going.
Yeah, for sure. No, for sure. I think, you know, you're talking about being on the same page with your quarterback. Yeah. Certainly seeing them every night has to help.
Coach, I know that you're not focusing on it with your team at all. You have no control over it. I'm just curious, have you ever thought about the idea of a football team in Las Vegas before it even came up with the Raiders? And what do you think?
Man, I'm loving it right now in Napa. And we're looking forward to playing in the Coliseum this year. And so that's, you know, I'm the guys who were around me last year know, you know, I didn't spend any time talking about those stories. I mean, for me, it's about being here, being in the moment, you know, being respectful of the position that I'm in. And I'm very appreciative, you know, to have this opportunity to lead this great franchise.